Just the same, I'll feel better when you have some sugar and food in you. Right on cue, the waitress appeared with our drinks and a basket of breadsticks. She stood with her back to me as she placed them on the table.
Are you ready to order? She asked Edward.
Bella? He asked. She turned unwillingly toward me. I picked the first thing I saw on the menu.
I'll have the mushroom ravioli.
And you? She turned back to him with a smile.
Nothing for me, he said.
Of course not.
Let me know if you change your mind.
The coy smile was still in place, but he wasn't looking at her, and she left dissatisfied.
Drink, he ordered.
I sipped at my soda obediently, and then drank more deeply, surprised by how thirsty I was. I realized I had finished the whole thing when he pushed his glass toward me.
Thanks, I muttered, still thirsty.
The cold from the icy soda was radiating through my chest, and I shivered.
Are you cold?
It's just the Coke, I explained, shivering again.
Don't you have a jacket?
His voice was disapproving.
Yes.
I looked at the empty bench next to me. Oh, I left it in Jessica's car, I realized. Edward was shrugging out of his jacket. I suddenly realized that I had never once noticed what he was wearing. Not just tonight, but ever. I just couldn't seem to look away from his face. I made myself look now, focusing. He was removing a light beige leather jacket now. Underneath he wore an ivory turtleneck sweater. It fit him snugly, emphasizing how muscular his chest was.